Much later, it was a very sober group that broke up. Gillies escorted Johnny to his door. Chrissy was up and waiting for him, and served him some tea and what she said were crumpets. Legs stretched out, shirt thongs unlaced, feet in soft moccasins, Johnny sat in the drawing room. He was worried about events in America, but he forced his attention onto domestic things. Chrissy was telling him that the parson and Aunt Ellen would be here for lunch tomorrow, and she hoped he would be at home. Aunt Ellen was doing so well here in Scotland. Her cheeks had filled out, and she had lost a cough she had had. She was looking quite young, really. Johnny said you could say that about Chrissy. She looked very pretty, with her long corn silk hair piled up on top in a big puff. Her eyes were brighter and blacker. Her tunic cloth that had been made into a gown set off her figure even better than buckskin. The collar scars had almost vanished. Chrissy blushed over the compliments he gave her. Patty was better. She had gotten terribly thin. She was still in bed from her fever, but it had subsided, leaving her weak. Johnny should visit her in the morning. The only worry was that Patty did not seem to take any interest in anything. Maybe Johnny could tell her a story about something. Johnny asked whether the house had a basement, and she said yes, a strong, deep one. Johnny told her she had found some very nice furniture, and if things got rough, she should put the better pieces in the basement, well protected. And did she have a safe place in the underground shelters at Castle Rock? Chrissy said she had thought of all that, and he mustn't worry about her. She had been around in the world now and had her share of experience. And wouldn't he like some more of this tea and another crumpet? He found it all very pleasant. It was a lovely old house, so different from those decayed ruins in the old village. If they could just win through somehow, and if his luck held, maybe someday the rather remarkably pleasant fact of sitting in this drawing room and talking about calm matters with Chrissy or friends would become routine. Then the gong at the door was struck, and Chrissy went to open it. With a shout, Johnny jumped up to greet Glencannon.
End of CD 29.